Happy 2023. Welcome to the Mayor's Table. With me today is our special guest, Georgette Allen, the retiring public information officer with the City of Farmington. We're just going to throw out just a little bit of information on things happening here in this new year, things you can look forward to and put on your calendars as you go out and win the upcoming new year. Happy 2023, everyone. Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett, thank you for joining us for our kickoff edition of the Mayor's Table. With me today is the Public Information Officer for the City of Farmington, who is retiring, Georgette Allen.
Hello. Well, I wish I was retiring.
You're going to be. After this episode, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not officially retiring. I wish.
Well, listen, I appreciate you being having fun today and being willing to come on camera. You have spent 15 years in service of the people of Farmington in various roles, but most recently as our public information officer, who helped bring in our marketing team to help facilitate better communication across all platforms for the benefit of the people of Farmington. So I think it was worthwhile to try and get you on camera here today to first say thank you from me to you. Obviously, you know, I tell you all the time how much you mean to me and the great work that you do. And so I thought it would be great to share as we look at 2023 and the new year that's coming. You know so much that's happening because of all that information flows through your office, literally. And you help write up tons of great scripts and different things that we all utilize. So I thought it was great to bring you on here today and talk about the new year, of which you're not going to be a part of with the city.
I am not. I'm sorry.
Great new adventures, though, for you. That's super exciting. I'm very excited for you. You're going to have a great time. But Georgette, 2023 is going to have, you know, a lot of opportunities for us. This is the time of grant funding. Even in the midst of all the different ARPA funds and the, you know, the all the stuff going on in the feds, we have some dollars coming in. I just want to make sure people knew about exactly what those things were. We have right now, currently in D.C., we have two projects that are approved on a bill. The first one would be for a complete upgrade to the water treatment plant one located at Orchard, you know, our longest serving water treatment plant facility. That's $15 million that Congress hopefully will be appropriating to us. And then there's another $5 million dedicated to a feasibility study and construction documents for 30% design to expand our reservoir, Lake Farmington, so that we could have additional days of water storage there, which is pretty vital right now.
It absolutely is. That's fantastic. So yes.
So I think, you know, as people need to understand, we're very dug in. When I say dug in, I mean the stuff that's going on underground under our feet, whether it's water and sewer or electric lines, those are things that we've made a priority here in the city. So I think it's good for them to know that we are going out trying to seek funding to enhance those items.
Absolutely. I mean, this is an important episode that our community knows the things that the elected leaders are doing behind the scenes to make Farmington great.
And I would like to thank Congresswoman Ledger Fernandez for actually carrying that. And I can say from the people of her office early on, once she was elected, they've been, you know, coming out. It's like, tell us what you need. We want to make it happen for you. So we all know those dollars are coming from our pockets anyway. So I think getting those dollars back here to Farmington and utilizing for the community's benefit is awesome. George, I don't know if you know this or not, but we just received a $3 million grant for the All Abilities Park.
I did. That's fantastic. That's been something that's been in the works for quite some time. So it's going to be, you know, an added benefit to our community that so many people can use. So I'm excited to see it.
A regional attraction.
You know, it is.
Multi-states. I mean, this is going to be something that nobody's seen anywhere. Rio Rancho has one. I think there's one in Texas. But it's great to see the type of support that we're getting for that kind of project at the old Tibbetts location.
Yeah, absolutely.
Juniper Basin Bike Park, we've received $250,000 for our phase one, part of our phase one plans. That's going to be located off of North Foothills. It's going to be in all ages, all abilities, mountain bike park. We're excited about that. We're receive additional grant funding for the pavilion located at Farmington Museum or Gateway Park. So that will be a part of the phase one construction going on there at Gateway Park. And of course, the big one is going to be the Pinyon Hills Bridge and Boulevard Extension. As we have discussed here on the show, we plan on seeing that go out to bid probably early summer, with the hopes that we break ground by fall.
That is exciting. That's what has that been, 20 years in the making?
Yeah, plus some, for
so,
sure.
And the benefits it's going to have to our community, you know, lower response times for EMS, people commuting from that side of town, it'll lower commute rates and like help with traffic over there as well. All the traffic
that corner,
congestion.
Right. I mean, if you got to come across the Animas River from Browning, or you got to come across the Animas River down, you know, is it 3,000? Or 3050?
Yeah.
Those are the only two ways into that area. Mm-hmm. So to add that third crossing right there, I think it's going to be just tremendous benefit. And for the folks who live up there on Crouch Mesa and those areas, obviously.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's going to be huge.
Yeah, easier access to get in town. I'd see more homes probably being developed out there.
Yeah.
Additional areas for some commercial development. So, yeah,
absolutely.
Again,
that's
another
a big
real
win
key
for our community. Yeah.
We've also approved some additional hires. Georgette Allen, we're going to be talking to people about public information officer position.
I don't like the way you said that. You looked at me and I can hear it in your voice.
It's pretty sad. We've also approved funding to bring back in our outdoor recreation director, Warren Unzicker, who's our economic development director, has kind of been wearing two hats. Again, that initial initiative to promote and grow outdoor recreation here, we really saw it as having somebody who would oversee that process and programming. So we're looking forward to getting that person on board. Council also approved $50,000 to go to local nonprofits who are developing outdoor recreation programming to help facilitate their businesses. And so I think that's worthwhile. Also, you may not know this, but as a baseball guy, I mean, Worley Field has been really one of our iconic fields here in our area.
Oh, yeah.
Forever, right?
Yep.
We're finally going to put some money into that field. We did some really good work. We laser graded it and did a whole bunch of great field work, but now we're going to upgrade the amenities around it. New fencing, ADA accessible facilities, new dugouts. I mean, it's going to be a pretty big project. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, thankful for the council's leadership in that and in trying to bolster up some of our already existing outdoor recreation facilities. A big one that you and your team were a part of this last year, and maybe we can kind of close on this one for 2023. There's a lot going on, and we'll get into that in more episodes of the Mayor's Table. But is we have voted to welcome back the Four Corners Balloon Rally.
Yes.
Which was a huge hit. As a part of that component, obviously we want to see more balloonists here, trying to find other facilities where we could see these mass ascensions happen at. Our partners at San Juan College, they're fully on board. We appreciate, you know, their support. But also, one of the wonderful things that I saw was the outdoor concert at Ricketts Park. And
People enjoy that. The feedback that we got on that, and first of all, Krista Chapman did a fantastic job organizing that. And she's part of the marketing division, like you said. But the feedback we got on every piece of that, the event that happened, the balloon glows up at the college, and they had the one at Ricketts, and it was fantastic. I mean, even from the balloonists, they were like, oh, we can't wait to come back again next year. So it was definitely a win. And you never know when you try something like that, new, or I guess it's not new, and we had them here years ago, right? But we brought it back after, gosh, how many years would we say, like
20 years,
I think it was. And so you wonder, okay, we're going to bring it back. Is it going to be, a hit? And the community loved it. So,
well, and that's the key. When the community comes out to support it the way that they did, this year's re-inaugural event, mm-hmm. so to speak, I think it, for us, it was an easy decision to say, yes, that's good dollars going towards great entertainment, family entertainment. And we want to see those types of things happening more here, which just in regards to the outdoor concert at Ricketts Park, I'm a proponent for us doing two or three concerts in the fall at Ricketts and really utilizing that stadium facility, after Connie Mack.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe some news for folks, too. Connie Mack this year, you may not know, this is going to be starting July 19th.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So they've pushed it up, I think, maybe a whole other week.
Okay.
And that's to fit in with, the player schedules, where they're going to college or playing in minor leagues, whatever the case may be. Or maybe they're going back to school.
Yeah.
So that'll be good information for people out there as well. So Anything else for 2023 you can think of?
I don't think so. I just want to say, well, thanks for getting me on here.
Yes!
At the last minute. And, you know, it was fantastic serving the community in the positions that I did. So it was a lot of fun.
You did a great job. And it's for most, you know, many folks, they don't realize who's sitting behind the keyboard on the city side, especially when it comes to social media stuff. And
I prefer being behind
as opposed to front of the camera.
On the camera.
But I do believe it takes a very special individual to deal with the types of things that we deal with on social media, and certainly just the questions that are asked and the comments that are made. And you've been very resilient and thick-skinned and maintained a positive attitude even in the midst of some of our most trying times. I think the last few years have been extremely trying in your position. So thank you for what you've done and for setting us up, I think, on the right path for our marketing team to create new opportunities for people to come in and take it to that next level.
Yeah, so, I'm excited to see what they do.
Well, good luck to you in 2023 and your new business.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
And thank you for tuning in on this New Year's edition of The Mayor's Table. Short episode today. We just encourage you to make sure you're following The Mayor's Table on various social media platforms, including now where Georgette has been able to expand our reach into the podcast world. I believe you can find us on Spotify,
Podbean, iHeartRadio, and Amazon right now.
We're still waiting for Apple to come
around. Still waiting for Apple, yep.
And it might be a while.
Google, I believe. Yes. Yeah. It takes a little while. Their vetting process.
But we are on Spotify because I pulled that up the other night.
Oh, good.
During Christmas. Just to show the family.
Family.
Hey, check it out.
Well, good.
It's Joe Rogan and, hey, it's Mayor's Table. Thank you. So thank you for your work in that as well. And so best wishes to you and your family here in 2023. Go out there, win this year. Do what's necessary for you and your family to go out and make this year count. There's only so many trips around the sun that we get, and it's important that we make the most of them. So we'll see you throughout 2023 right here on The Mayor's Table.